Yeah.
Not you.
Oh, what?
Everybody.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome.
You know what today is?
What?
Today is Spy vs. Spy Podcast.
Day?
The day
mm-hmm.
is raining.
Oh, yeah? You got rain?
A little bit.
I'm jealous.
Yeah? The time of day.
Ooh.
This is a little bit different.
Okay.
It's actually very different. We've never done it at this time of day before. The time of day
uh-huh.
is actually Thursday, the 22nd of March.
We've never done that.
Nope.
Unless we did it last year.
I don't think it was Thursday, even if it was.
Oh.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good cow.
Why? Good cow. Uh-huh. You bet, man. Good cow. Yeah.
Yeah.
How come you're so quiet?
Am I quiet?
Yeah, maybe everyone turned their headphones up. And now their
That's
levels
right.
are all off.
Am I really quiet?
No.
Am I too quiet for love?
Nope.
I was... Well,
never.
I was, when I was whispering to me, like when I was talking all quiet, like, hey.
Yeah.
Oh, that was just trying to soothe people into the show.
Oh, really? Do you think that works?
I think so. I think it warms them up a little bit. Because when they just jump straight cold into our necks, it's
mm-hmm.
all... You know?
Right.
So, just smoothing it up on the front tip, and then we'll get coarser as it progresses.
Yeah, just ply. We ply you with a little bit of lubricant.
Sensuous vocal stylings.
With some lubricant.
Hey, everybody. Oh, so, it's Thursday.
It is.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's very good. You know why it's really good?
Because
it's my Friday.
Yeah.
It's Thursday Friday for me, really, when you think about it.
That's right.
Because it's my last... What's that?
I said you're a goddamn asshole.
I'm not an asshole. What are you talking about?
Having Fridays off.
Yeah, well, shit. What do you want? You to not have them off?
Mm-mm.
Would that make you happy?
Yeah.
If I suffered?
Yes.
Oh.
All right,
well... I'll go ask my boss if I can work an extra day. He'll say...
Unpaid.
No, yeah, unpaid. Yeah, he'd be like, no, we don't want you to because we don't want you to like it here too much. Because, actually, I don't know.
I think you should go help the janitor sift through the vomit sawdust.
He's like, well, those urinal pucks are getting kind of worn down.
Wanna flip them?
Flip them over.
Yeah.
Now, these ones, we can't replace them until these ones are completely finished. So why don't you just... lozenge them for a little while.
Well, I bet they're all concave from the stream there. I bet if you flip them, you get you know a nice smooth puck there until you get a ring.
And then you can just play a little game by being in the middle of it.
That's right.
And then when your clown head reaches the top, you win a Garfield doll.
I don't know.
It's clown head.
Speaking of clown head.
Yeah.
I've called yesterday, left a little message.
Oh, yeah, really?
On the audio comments there.
Nice.
From Ive, and then he...
He was all like, destroy all human American, North American Canadians.
Pretty much.
I will shoot a laser beam out my penile laser gun.
He's got the, he's got that hat.
That flips up on one side, like,
Recondo
from G.I. Joe.
Right. I called him Recon as a... previously, that you didn't hear, but you did.
I think
who
you should.
Thinking
get,
of who's called I
think,
Recon?
I think you should get your Recon.
Isn't there a guy called Recon in some?
Do you have your Recon today?
Capacity? Yeah, it's pretty good.
No. They had a Recon sled, that little
maybe
sort of tank motorcycle thing that you laid down. That thing was weird. Why would anyone want to ride that thing?
I don't know.
It's kind of like laying down on a dude.
Yeah.
Made of metal.
What's that, yesterday you made Mobus of
Operandi's?
Ratchet,
Ratchet in my mouth.
Ratchet in your mouth. And,
yeah.
And I thought long and hard about, well, how do I respond to that?
Yeah, and you didn't.
I didn't, but I was going to post a link to, Decon.
To Ironhide?
Decon. You guys use Decon there? You got Decon?
Defcon?
No, Decon. It's D hyphen con.
Contaminant?
It's rat poison.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also thought, Decepta, you know what I mean? It's like...
It's
kind of a twofer there.
I wouldn't have got it. I would have been like, you're my idiot.
I couldn't think of any good way to like
convey
that. You know? So I said, fuck it.
Yeah, dude.
And also, big time high five, shout out, peace out, word up, Defloc, comedy jam, poetry slam to Spymeister General 112471413311.
That guy's the best.
Totally.
He could possibly be our biggest fan.
I think so. He's definitely the...
I saw a picture of him. He's like 300 pounds. So, like, literally biggest. Sorry, dude. You're not bad.
No. Didn't it's all good.
But, just like to have a little joke with the big dudes there, you know?
Yep. So, you gonna go to his town with Held?
He actually told us where he lives, so...
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so because I don't know. I gotta save up money for other trips and stuff. So
money, you gotta save up money.
Yeah.
You gotta save up your fluids, like on the football team when they tell you not to touch yourself.
They do?
I think so. I think. I don't know much about football, but
is it okay to touch other people?
I guess, but you're just supposed to conserve your fluids,
your chi.
Yeah, so you can let it all out on the field. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's a bit
weird.
Save
up your sex energies for when you're crashing with other dudes.
Yeah, because if you went out and played football on an empty tank, you'd be like, oh, yeah.
Empty ball tank.
Yeah. You wouldn't be that into it, probably.
I did want to, in the realm of human dudes,
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to say, you know, hey, how's it going? Jason and John and Tim and Ivan
Jim,
and Sarah and
John.
Who else? Someone else.
Franklin.
Tom and all them guys.
Gerald.
Oh, Boxy.
Yes.
Can't forget Boxy.
Yep, that's right.
He's
from Alpha Flight.
I don't know if you've been reading the Boxy Brown's comic there that he's been doing.
Yeah.
But he's... Remember when Pup saw the heat death of the universe there?
Sure.
As Drew did?
I'm still seeing it.
Yeah, Mr. Boxy there is kind of, he's on the same kind of a trip lately.
Mm-hmm.
His little guy there, Belen, flew up into the universe and saw touched the cheek of God, something else, man. It's wild, mind-expanding stuff.
And then God couldn't play football the next day.
That's right, because his cheek was all touched.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. It's gross. But anyway, thanks everybody for all the comments and stuff.
I saw
really...
the cheek of God and it was like a glorious ham between the two hams.
Don't you think they make it all worth it though, Brian?
God's?
I mean, like, no.
The peoples?
Yeah.
Oh, I love the peoples.
I mean, like, you know, when they give us the little word ups, isn't that the reward? Isn't that reward enough?
It is, it really is.
If not for that reward, wouldn't it be totally fucked?
Yeah, maybe. It's all about reward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is, man. It really is.
Yeah.
You said something about ham.
Yeah,
you know, Andy Richter was on NPR yesterday.
Oh, really?
And he used a term that I thought was pretty cute.
What was that?
That, I guess when you record, like, a sitcom in front of a studio audience, he says that he tends to slice the ham extra thick. I like that. It's a good line.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good, man.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. What about when he records a Mobisode?
When he does a Mobisode, he's fine.
Would you like to talk about Mobisode there? Because I pointed out a very good thing on the comments blog thing there.
Yes, I do want to address
that. He said
that
the Mobisode, the word Mobisode or Webisode, kind of...
implications.
Yeah, it implies that isode is the suffix.
And so
and an episode, it means that, like... That's like a kind of one of those things, but it's not.
Yeah.
And we do that a lot in our language, where we make up words, and we use other words as suffixes, and
that's right.
We shouldn't. And my most hated of all is a holic.
Poop-gasm?
What? Yes. No, a holic, because the word alcoholic, and people say like workaholic, or
right,
chocoholic,
right.
Or shopaholic. The fuck is shopahol?
That's right.
What's workahol? I mean, if they could make workahol, true. I probably wouldn't drink it.
It'd be worklick. Alcohol ick, so just work ick. Right? Is what it should be.
Yeah, sure. I guess so.
If ick implies the a dick Shin.
Oh, yeah.
But I think episode stems from the days of vinyl, actually.
Really?
I believe it's an EP episode. when it's a half hour program, and it's a episode when it's a full hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they used to have B sides of TV shows.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Where it's like you'd have your main. Well, they kind of do that in like most sitcoms have like the A story and the B story, right?
Yeah, sure.
And if an episode is like 22 minutes or something, maybe like 10 of those minutes are, or maybe 8 or 10 of those minutes are devoted to the secondary story of the show.
You know what my favorite reference to the A and B story is?
Mm.
You probably could guess. If you sat down for a real long time, you'd know.
I never read the B story.
No. It's that one Simpsons. Now that I said it's Simpsons, which one is it? Come on.
I don't know.
It's the one where they go to the Indian casino, and the guy tells the story of Lisa's future. She becomes a president and all this stuff. All that smell you later and all that, you know, she's a president.
Okay.
And she asks him at the end, she's like, if this vision was about me, why was there this, what was all this stuff about Homer and Marge looking for Lincoln's gold? And he says, well, maybe the spirits thought the A story was a little weak. I like that. That's good.
Yeah.
The spirits. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like imbibe them.
Yeah. Imbibe them.
Whoa.
Yeah. So?
Yeah.
I'm fucking tired.
Are you really? Did you just wake up?
Yes, I did.
I had 3 pints of cold coffee so far today.
Oh, God.
Fucking, yeah, 3 pints of fucking ice cold made it yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
You drink cold coffee for real?
Yeah, anything that's left in the pot, I drink it first thing the next day.
Wow.
Usually, there's not much left, unless I make 2 pots in a day, and then there's a lot left. I double up.
It's a commitment.
It's just easier to pound when it's cold, man.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Just throw it down the neck.
Oh, can you hear the rain through my shit?
Yeah, man.
It's fucking raining outside. It's so hard.
That's great. I love the rain. The rain is my favorite weather, and then my second favorite is fog.
Really?
Yeah, totally.
I don't really care. I hate it because in Vancouver sometimes you get like a month straight of rain where it just doesn't stop, and it's really depressing. But
I don't give a shit. I would love that.
Yeah, I guess.
I love the sound, and I super fucking love the smell of wet paper.
I love rain and that. And my shoes, though, aren't very waterproof.
Yeah.
And so when I get to work, my feet are kind of wet. They stay wet for a long time.
Mine are, what do you call? What's the word? Biological weapons. They're so bad. Oh, man. Yeah.
My shoes, probably in the last 2 years, I would say, my feet have been getting progressively more and more smelly.
Mm-hmm.
At end of days. Yeah, I know, it's kind of depressing. Never used to have the problem. Although it may have something to do with
age.
Yes. No, me having one pair of shoes for everything, and then I go running around in them, and then I go out in the rain in them, and then I don't bathe for 3 days and then wear them.
Right.
So I can probably prevent a lot of it, but
my socks are trying really hard to grow into my feet to get away from my shoes. So
why don't you just stop wearing socks?
I suppose. Oh, jeez, that's the nastiest.
You ever do that? You ever not wear socks in your shoes?
I always wear socks all the time.
Oh yeah.
I take my socks off to get in the shower and I put them on as soon as I get out. I am never barefoot ever.
Really?
I suppose it's good on the beach because, like, the sand is hot and feels good and everything, but that's it, man. I am socked up all the time.
I didn't know that about you.
Well,
you think you know a guy.
I got the, what do you call, toe talons, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, my toenails are, like, you know, try to stand on top.
They have a device you can get that,
it's so much work, though. They're so thick. My feet are huge, you know, and so, like, the toenails.
What size feet do you have? What do you got there?
Metric or no? But it's like, let me see. It's It's longer 16. Than my DS and my phone put together.
That doesn't help. I don't know. Well, I don't even know what kind of DS you have. And I don't know what kind of phone you have.
I like to get the old DS there, and my phone is about 3/4 as long as the DS. So go ahead and just tally that up.
All right.
No, they are 13s, which, you know, but they're,
it's not that big.
No, but they're meaty.
I knew a dude who had size 16 feet.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it Spymeister General 112471413?
It might be. So yeah, what I was thinking maybe what I could do is
right. Cut him off.
No.
Stump it up.
No, not
wheelchair.
At all. No, my buddy Oliver bought some new shoes like a little while ago, and mm-hmm. unbeknownst to him, they were the exact same kinds of shoes that I have. And then a few days ago, he was at my place and we were getting ready to go for lunch, and we went to go put on our shoes and we didn't know whose shoes were whose.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of rhymes, Dave.
Yeah.
And we thought we could tell by the size or the newness of them, but we couldn't really tell. And we both had the same size and everything, and we both kept them tied up. We actually could. The only way we could tell was by carefully studying the treads on the bottom. Mine were more worn down because they were older. But other than that, we really actually had no idea whose shoes were whose. And so we were actually wearing one of each, and that's kind of an intimate thing to do with a guy put on one of his shoes.
I suppose so.
If you walk a mile in
you
one of his shoes.
You could have sorted that out really quick.
How's that?
Smell
them?
No.
A taste?
That's disgusting. Yeah, just lick each other's feet and then lick each other's shoes. And
it's like a fun game that you can play. It's like matching. You draw a line between them and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like an activity booklet.
You know that WarioWare game?
Sure do.
You know, there's like the touch the thing and blow into the deal and
yeah,
this mm-hmm. and that. What, you know, they should add a taste element.
Oh,
to
I didn't. I didn't know you bought that.
It should be like, is this spicy or not?
They can call it smell-o-vision.
Smell you later. More like
how many? How many times do you think in the world that joke has been made? What? Good thing it's not smell-o-vision.
Good thing it's not smell-o-vision?
Yeah. And that's another suffix that totally doesn't work, because you don't smell the sights of it. It would be telescent.
Or telescent.
Something, right?
I suppose.
It wouldn't be vision.
Yeah.
So
I think it's the cohesion of the two that's what they're trying to imply.
It's a joke. It really completes the pun when you can rhyme it.
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, but
stupid.
Yeah, it is dumb. But how many times in the world do you think that's been made, that joke?
There's 200 million people on the earth. There's 8 days a week. Do run run, woolly bully. I'm gonna say
five.
100 times a day.
Oh, that's a lot more than I thought.
Really?
I thought only 5 times in the world.
No, 100 times a day each.
Mm-hmm. For each person?
Yep.
But we're sophisticated and intelligent enough that we filter most of those out, and we only actually say it about 5 times a day.
I think people filter it out with their ear holes.
Oh.
I think you just say it without realizing it a lot. You listen back to some old podcast there. You'll see how, man, you are just...
Smell-o-vision, smell-o-vision, smell-o-vision.
Thought that was your fucking Pokemon's name for a while there.
Smell-o-vision.
Oh, man. I'd never seen any Pokemon's anything forever, man, until when the movie came out and was on TV or some shit and whatnot, and I couldn't believe. I'm like, man, that's how they really talk?
They just say their names.
They just say their names?
Yeah.
Wow.
We should start doing that.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. You know who should start doing that? You know who, yep.
I do?
Yeah, Spymaster General, 112471413311.
That's clever, because it's a... For those who don't know, his name is actually, it's like a play on words, like a...
Yeah.
What do you call it? What do you call that thing? What do you call that kind of thing? Like a not a parody?
Mnemonic device?
No. Yeah. For his phone number.
Yeah.
But it's actually a play on words on this other guy on the message board. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
what, who has some numbers. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't remember that guy's name.
Spy Master General 112471413.
Yeah, he doesn't really post anymore. I kind of forgot about him.
Yeah, he's a jerk. Maybe he just got fed up with message boards. Maybe he realized, hey, I've spent 5 years on message boards, and all it's caused me is fucking anguish and stupidity.
Yes,
and,
I mean, if you're not into it, sometimes all it does is just get you angry. And
that's right. It's just mo drama for your mama. And then, you know, you break away there, and you're like, hey, email. What do you know? Oh, hey, calling people. Hey, what the fuck?
Characters. Or
characters, yeah.
Tunes. Right. You know, there's other things.
Bong loads. You know, it's like...
bong loads?
Yeah. There's a lot more to life. You know, when I click on a message board...
Message board.
It's like, yeah, it's horrible. It's a sickness. You're all fucked.
Oh, oh my God. Hey, no. He didn't mean it.
No, I didn't mean it. No, but I'm leading the separatist movement. But I don't want anyone else to join me, so...
Wow.
Yeah. You want to know another little great little thing?
Mm-hmm.
This is great. This is my... my project, my little self-ultimacy trip that I'm on right now.
Your pet monster, if you will.
Yeah, totally. I don't know the actual story of, what self-ultimacy is, but my old boss, Dan Luna, told me that it was like, you paint a bunch of shit and you're just doing it to do it and you, like, you know, rip it up or burn it at the end or whatever. You know, it's because, like, you just did it to do it. You know what I mean?
Whoa, that's heavy.
Yeah, instead of, like, hey, look at this and, like, trying to, like, you know, get comments for it. But like so here's what I did. Okay, you know, I was a genius. I was making comics. I had my website. I was all, hey everybody, look at this, right? Okay, it was great.
Yeah.
And then the Daily Grind started. And I started to slip. I'm like, oh, I'm slipping. I'm drawing really shitty stuff. I will put this on my live journal, only the shitty stuff. And then all I drew was shitty stuff, so I put it on my live journal. So everyone who used to go to my website, none of them went to my live journal. I talked to like relatives and shit who was just like, oh, I thought you gave up. Like, oh, you never clicked the little My LJ link that was like,
in a
this
way,
tiny link in the corner?
I did.
Yeah, I guess, you know? So, like, everyone quit going to my website, right? So then everyone that saw my shit was on the live journal.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then I just vanished from there and went back to my website. So, like, I managed to wither my audience all the way down to you and, like, the people in my house.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I guess Tom went today.
Something. Oh, good.
But
did he go to the mayor?
Titicaca, the mayor. I was working out great for me though, man. I tell you, it's like I'm in my own private little bubble of comfort. You know what I mean? It's like nobody can fuck with me. Nobody can, you know. It's like, hey, since I know nobody's gonna see it, I don't have to worry about why didn't they say something. You know, it's like, you know,
dude. I don't know.
It's
you,
nice.
You
it's
got,
comfortable.
You got issues. Yeah. You got issues, dude.
I got major issues.
How are you going to be famous if no one knows your shit?
That's how.
You want to be famous. Everyone wants to be famous.
No.
Yes.
I'm 100%
you're
famous.
You're kidding
right
yourself.
Now.
Out of a,
no, man,
out of a possible score of one, you have one.
Yeah, man.
It may be 100%, like, but it's still one.
Yeah, but if 80% of your audience doesn't think you're famous, then you're not, man.
I don't know, dude.
You don't know?
It's all about collecting stuff, dude. Take a lesson from the Pokemans.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about collecting. You got to get more all the time. More, more, more all the time. Because that's how your country was founded.
Have to acquire them completely.
You have to. Must obtain the complete set.
Man, I'd love to be at that meeting, you know, where they were like trying to localize the Pokemans there.
Yeah.
Like, how do we. It's good to have them? No.
We should get some. How about we should get some? Then people will say, they'll go to the store and say, hey, we should get some of those, you know? Yeah. And then the other guy's like, some.
It's not enough, yeah.
No, like, there's more than just some.
There ain't no profits in some.
Like, how about, like, a bunch?
Hit him with a bat. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not even, but you know what might be better is if, because by saying, catch the shit in your mouth, all, that sort of denotes that there is a limit to them.
Yeah.
That there is a finite number, and you can get all of them, but it should be more like, fuck, let's get as many of these fuckers that we can.
Couldn't possibly get them all.
No, like, there's no way, because there's some that are so rare that you will not get them. You just won't. Some rich asshole will have it, and that'll be that. And that's life, kids. You
don't
can't
even try.
You can't
don't
have
even
it all.
Try to catch any of them.
Maybe I don't know. That's what you're saying. That's what you're saying. Is it like
what?
I'm not even going to bother getting any because I don't even care. And then you and then,
no, no.
And then,
I don't even want those fucking things.
Yeah,
those
you,
things are dumb.
No,
that's my Pokemans. Those things are fucking dumb. Fuck them.
Are we still talking about chicks?
I think so. No, I mean, like, you know what I'm saying. Pokemans, you know, who cares about the fucking opinion of a Pokemon?
That's not about the opinion. It's about collecting.
I'm about self-ultimacy, man.
It doesn't
matter, man.
It's about collecting them. It's about having things.
I'm going to delete all my shit. All
right.
Every week.
Okay.
I'm just going to be like, all right, well, if you saw it, too bad.
You should keep it up, but you should, like paint over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's obscured,
yeah,
and it's like you can't see it anymore. It's still there, but like I fucking ruined it. You can't read it anymore. Just put like a big stripe over it.
Oh yeah, I'll just pixelate it worse every day. Just...
yes, yeah, it's like what do you call it? Deteriorating.
Yeah,
nothing's permanent. It's all gonna go away. It's all gonna rot.
That's right.
Yeah, dude, you converted me.
Really?
Yeah, everything's all rotten now.
Good, good, good. Yeah, I love it.
Use it until it breaks, and then don't even get a new one.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
That's heavy.
That's right. My fuckets. Let me show you my fuckets.
Oh, God.
What's wrong?
I don't know. I don't know what's wrong.
Does your penis stink?
Yeah. All the time, dude.
Well, it's killing me. Wait. I love that old chestnut.
It's all greasy.
Yeah. You gotta keep it greasy.
Yeah.
There's a Frank Zappa song.
Oh, really?
Keep it greasy so it'll go down easy. Keep it greasy so it'll go down easy.
Is it about a penis?
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
I can't believe you listen to music like that.
I will listen to any music that comes my way, basically.
But each time you listen to it, you decrease the bit rate of the file
of course.
It's just a hum, and you're like, "How did that song used to go?" And
every day when I get to work, I poke the speakers with a thumbtack just one time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all about it, man. It's great.
Cut off a finger every year.
Breakfast away.
Every year, cut off a finger.
I reuse coffee grounds.
Oh God.
I shit in the yard and wipe my ass with sandpaper.
Uh huh.
Must be getting close to the end of the show.
Close to the end of the show, but I ain't said nothing yet.
Who, you?
Yeah.
Well, dude, you were asleep.
I know.
You were napping this whole show. That's fine. It's, you know, we can have the shitty ones where I'm talking. That's. Fuck. I'll just delete it. Fuck you guys.
You should.
I'm just kidding.
Maybe you should make this whole show deteriorate, and so by the end of it, people can't even hear it anymore.
I might
just make it quiet. Make it quieter and quieter, so people have to like really strain to listen to the end of it.
You remember when I did that before, though? Mm-hmm. Remember there was that one show where like I just kept applying more and more effects until it was just.
Oh yeah.
Just heinously unlistenable.
Until it was a sound that made me shit my pants.
Yep. Man, we are really.
Haha! Joke's on you. These aren't even my pants.
And it's a, it's really just a microwave big Kit Kat.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, well.
I get that, I got a sinking, stinking, winking feeling that we, missed something that we're gonna talk about, but,
yeah, I think so, too.
I guess we'll have to handle it, next week. Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Something.
On the big Friday show.
Hmm. Well, all right. Yeah, sorry this has been a real snoozerini, everybody.
Let's talk about our favorite breakfast cereals.
Don't go breaking my heart.
You want to talk about breakfast cereals?
Dick faces. Sure, yeah, why not? Yeah.
Do you like breakfast cereal?
Oh, I hate it. Let's not talk about it. It's great, yeah.
See ya.
I do. I like Raisin Nut Bran. I eat that all the time. I like,
You like Raisin Nut Bran out of what?
Raisin Nut Bran... What?
Raisin it.
What?
Raisin it?
Oh, yeah, okay. Right, yeah. No, I'm Raisin Nut Bran. That's Spencer's
code for... my bowels are filling up and I have to
No, it's yeah, it's good. It's a good, you know, stimulator of the actions
Dude,
required.
Do you want to start over?
But yeah,
huh? Can we start over?
What? Out of your shit. I like honeycomb. I like. Oh, you know what's here? This is fucked up. This is okay. You know what? Trix, you know?
I sure do.
Okay. You know what Trix is advertising now? They're all like, hey, get hyped up, because you know what? Trix is fucking balls now, yo.
What?
That's their big, like, marketing deal. It's like, Trix is fucking balls, you know?
No.
And, like, for the past 15 years or whatever, Trix has been, like, the actual fruit shapes, you know? Maybe not even that long, but they've been, you know, basically, you know, the runts kind of Trix there.
What?
Yeah.
That's not true.
It's true. But Trix, when I was a kid, there was always balls. There was always, like, Trix is balls, and it's always been balls, you know? But then for a long time, they were like, hey, crazy, it's the fruit shapes, you know, the little fruit shapes, you know, which was just like clumps of balls. But then now they're actually advertising with Hoopla about, yo, kids, check it. Trix is fucking balls now. So what's up with that, man? Everything old is new again, you know what I'm saying? It's all 12-inch G.I. Joes and shit. It's
What's your favorite kind of Trix?
Favorite kind of Trix?
What's your favorite one? What's your favorite guy in the Trix universe?
Same. They're all the same. But I did see like chocolate Lucky Charms at the store the other day, and I was like, fuck, I should get those. I should get that shit. Fuck.
Lemony lemon.
Ooh.
Orangey orange.
Can you imagine an all-lemon cereal?
Yes, I can.
You getting one?
Yes.
Down there?
Yes.
I'm getting a lemon cereal. Baby.
You could just, instead of milk, you could just pour vodka on it.
Ugh. I don't like vodka. We've been over this. I don't like the taste. It's kind of oily and kind of...
You don't like the lack of taste, you mean?
No, it has a taste. I don't like it. It tastes like medicine. Though.
No, it doesn't.
It tastes like aspirin. It
tastes like Asperger.
It does. I like the brown liquors. I like to taste that browniness.
That's why you hang out with me.
Yeah, we hang out, don't we?
Because I'm a brown liquor.
Dude, is... I don't know if, like, what is it, fucking 2,400 miles counts as hanging out. Like,
yeah, you're right. I fucking hate your guts.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did
no,
I overcompensate?
No, we e-kick it. I'll never get tired of E, man. That's great. Fuck, you can put the E in front of anything.
Yeah?
I love it.
You know what it stands for?
What? Electronical?
Mm-hmm.
Emissions?
Mm-hmm.
E-emissions? Let's save the environment, man.
E.E. Cummings.
What cereals do you like, Brian? Frosted Mini Wheats, I bet.
Oh, man, they have a new kind. They have a strawberry kind, apparently.
Plain Maxi Wheats. You know those big... Maxi Wheats with wings.
Exactly. And you, when you bite into the middle of it, it's just full of blue liquid.
That's right.
Blue gel.
Yep. Oh, man.
I don't go for the sugary cereals that much. It's not because I didn't have them as a kid or anything like that. Actually, I think if you didn't have them as a kid, you probably liked them more. Because you think you're getting away with something.
But, I suppose.
No, I like cereals that stick to the ribs. You know, I like hearty cereals. And the sugary ones, you know, you're hungry half an hour later. And that's no good. I don't eat to be hungry later, you know? So.
You know what's good is a bowl of Cocoa Puffs with half a cup of dates.
Oh god! just sprinkle it over top of some rice, maybe.
Dates on
my
ice.
Favorite. I like most things that are maple flavored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Well,
you're a patriot. What can I say?
Yeah. Oatmeal crisp with raisins. I like that a lot. It's good.
That's stodgy old person cereal.
No, it's not. It's good stuff. Crackling oat marm.
That's good stuff. Oh, man. I think someone should just go ahead and switch to the red liquid. Just a deep, dark crimson, like, viscous with, you know, some splashback, too. They should just go ahead and let it dribble around.
A little bit brown, maybe?
Yeah, totally. Why not?
Some chunks.
That'd be awesome. Oh, God. Yeah, why not? You know?
I don't know.
And they should just, you know, squeeze it out of a, you know, a ketchup bottle or whatever. I mean, they should just, you know.
they should just throw a handful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look what a great job it.
Shuck it.
I wonder when they decided blue was what they were going to use, you know? Like, when did that...
Well, it's because blue, there's nothing in nature.
Nothing blue is going to come out of you.
Yeah, well, in nature, nothing looks like that, you know? So yeah. It's the most, like, scientific, not scientific, but, like, non-organic kind of looking thing you can use. It looks like you're like, oh, this is clearly a fake thing that they're doing here.
Because yellow looks like whiz, and brown looks like poo, and green looks like you're sick, and then... I see. Orange. No, orange could be the pee too, I guess.
Yeah. It's the first
that
one of the day.
Pee? Yeah. Well, I'm sorry you're so depressed, Brian. It's just
that's a nice
disgusting.
Way of apologizing. Yeah.
What?
I'm sorry that you're such an asshole.
Right. I mean, like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's like, yeah, I'm sorry for you.
Oh.
Asshole. No. I just, I hope you get it together, man.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Snap out of this funk.
Uh-huh.
Funk out of this, fusion. Oh, God. I swallowed my bangs. So, you know, send you stuff on by. I won't read it because I don't care. But thanks everybody. Take it easy. You got anything to add, Brian? Have you had anything to add all day? It's Cookie Crisp. Fuck, Cookie Crisp is so good. Golden Grahams. Count Chocula is good. C-3PO's Nerd Cereal. Rocky Road. Sunday Funnies. It's a good cereal. Kaboom. King Vitamin. Razzles. In milk is good. Gummy worms cereal. Chicken bran. Oh man, fucking chicken bran. Yeah, my penis.
What's happening, sweet beans? This is Clara from Barista Del Rey. My dirty little secret. Well, I don't use the 3-second rule. Or the 5-second rule. I eat dumpster burgers. Keep up the good work.
Hey, it's Brian. This is Pi. Hey, Brian. So I was just listening to your Friday podcast, and the thing you're thinking of right now is Mantech. You know, I had the whole set for those, so you're thinking of Mantech. I just thought you should know. I'm going to go back and listen to the rest of the show then.
Hey, Brian and Phil. It's Barber Spy Podcast. Hello. The trouble with the Pop-O-Matic bubble, very good. Also, frustration. So much fun, you never know who might win until the game is done. Goodbye.
Hey, Brian and Phil. This is Carl Brazelli from Chicago, Illinois. And I had the Mantech figures that you're speaking of on the podcast on Friday, which I have yet to finish listening to. and will resume doing so now.
The day that me again, the Australian from the Commonwealth of Australia. The current national population is approximately 20.6 million people and is concentrated mainly in the large coastal cities of Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Hammettsville, and Krusty Peakus. Okay, bye.
Hey, Brian, Bill, this is Jimmy. I just listened to the Monday podcast there, and my favorite board game would have to be the Mantech board game. It was kind of like the Centurions board game, but it was a little bit crappier, but that was my favorite one. So yeah, Mantech is awesome. All right.
Yeah. Hi, Pie Spies. What foul mouths you have. Naughty, naughty, filthy, filthy, potty butt bum fanny mouths. Poopy butt bum bagaloogie puss face potty mouths. I'm ambivalent. So long, from Africa.
Hey, guys. Crystal, again. I just wanted to tell you, I think you're thinking of Mantech. You probably don't remember. From last week. Well, anyway, it was Mantech.